Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey, a beautiful place on God's wonderful earth. And you are invited to be part of our church family anytime you'd like. Also, you can go to our website, fairton.org, and you can pick up Sunday morning messages. We even stream the church service live over the Internet. You can watch live over the Internet. And these radio programs are also logged away, where you can go on there and re-listen to any one of them that you might want to, or if you miss some and you don't like missing them because you love being part of this program, which we love for you to be, you can always pick that up. Plus, you can get news of what's happening, things that are going on. You know, we have the academy, we have volleyball games, soccer games that you can bring your children to, and there's no cost for those. And so lots of good things going on at Fairton Christian Center, and you're welcome to come and participate and be part of our body. In fact, we would love that. Well, if you've ever gone to Sunday school for a very long period of time or church, I know you're aware of Daniel and all the things that took place during Daniel's life in which he was involved. He lived through three different kings, administrations, a complete overthrow of one government by the Medes and the Persians, and then Darius, the head of the Medes, comes in and becomes king. But yet Daniel lives through all these transitions, and he was much disliked by evil people. They're very jealous of him. And you don't have to live very long before, if God is blessing you or you're prospering or you're successful in some kind of an endeavor, you're going to have some people become jealous of you. Long ago, the Lord gave me this little formula that fear produces jealousy. Jealousy produces hatred, and hatred produces murder. Get that? Fear, jealousy, hatred, murder. And that's exactly the scenario you see playing out here in the sixth chapter of Daniel, where these people feared his power. He had great power, great favor, and they didn't like that because they didn't think they were going to get what they wanted. They weren't getting due recognition. And so that fear turned to jealousy, and that jealousy took them before the king. He said, "King, it's just not right that you got people to pray to somebody other than you. I mean, you the man. And they were playing on the king's ego." And he said, "You need to declare a law that says anybody who prays to anything other than you for a month, they should be put to death." He said, "I like that." So he signs it into law. But they had this all set up because they knew Daniel prayed three times a day. And then they were going to catch him praying, turn him over to the king, he'd have to be executed. And that's exactly what happened. Daniel kept praying, they caught him, turned him in, and now Daniel is going to have to die. And so in verse 16 it says, "Then the king commanded, and Daniel was brought and cast into the den of lions." It's a nice type of capital punishment, don't you think? "The king said to Daniel, 'May your God, whom you are serving continually, deliver you.' And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den, and the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that there might be no change of purpose concerning Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music or dancing girls brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came to the den and to Daniel, he cried out in a voice of anguish. The king said, 'Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is your God whom you serve continually able to deliver you from the lions?' And then Daniel said to the king, 'O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lions' mouths so that they have not hurt me, because I was found innocent and blameless before him and also before you. O King, as you very well know, I have done no harm or wrong. And then the king was exceedingly glad and commanded that Daniel should be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no hurt of any kind was found on him, because he believed in, he relied on, he adhered to, and trusted in his God. And the king then commanded those men who had accused Daniel. They were brought and cast into the den of lions, they, their children, their wives, and before they ever reached the bottom of the den, the lions had overpowered them and had broken their bones in pieces. Do you understand that the same God that preserved Daniel is the same God that will preserve you? You might be working somewhere where you got people that are jealous of you. They don't like you, and you haven't done anything to them. You've worked hard. In fact, a lot of people don't like it when somebody else comes in and really does a good job, because it makes their poor performances look bad. And so they'll try to get them. He'll try to get you. And you haven't done anything wrong, but then they lie about you. They set you up. They try to make you look bad. But remember now, if God is for you, who can be against you? And how does the Bible command you to deal with situations like that? Go get them? Go after them? Mm-mm. Nope. It says, pray for them who despitefully use you. Why? Because that puts God in motion on your side. It puts God's protection of favor around you in motion. And there is a God, the same God that sent the angel to deliver Daniel from the lion's den, that same God still lives today. He's Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And he will surround you with songs of deliverance. He will surround you with his favor. And people that rise up against you, they will run before you 7 ways, Deuteronomy 28 says. And any weapon that's formed against you, it's not going to work. Any pit that somebody digs for you to fall into, they will fall into. Any stone that they want to roll on you, it will turn and roll on them. Proverbs. You just hold fast to your faith. Hold fast to your confession. Take your case before the Almighty, and he will defend, he will protect, he will exonerate, and he will vindicate you every time. Every time. The whole book of Hebrews goes into great length to lay out the fact that Jesus was the testator of a new will, a last will and testament. Jesus was the testator of it. That means he was the one that wrote it. You know, like, I have a will. My wife has a will. You probably have one too. And in it, whatever things that you have that are important to you, you have stipulated that at the time of your death, this is what is to be done with it. It's to go here, it's to go there, this is to be done, that's to be done, so forth and so forth. That's the purpose of a will. Well, that's exactly what the New Testament was. It was Jesus's last will and testament. And in it, he laid out all the things that he had accomplished on the cross, all his promises, which happened to be yea and amen, yes and so be it, are laid out there. They're ours. He gave it to us. And it behooves us to go for the reading of the will. You know, if you get contacted a few years ago, my wife had a wonderful uncle and aunt that passed away, and we got a call from a lawyer and said, you've been named in the will. You need to come up and for the reading of the will. And so we went up, and they had left to my wife, who was their niece, some provisions. But we would have never known had we not went for the reading of the will. And it's the same with the New Testament. Here you are, a servant of God. You are an heir of salvation, but you don't even know what you have inherited if you don't read the will. But read through the will. Go get an explanation of the will. Go to church. Go to a pastor that's called of God, and the Holy Spirit speaks to that pastor and opens up his understanding, helps you to open up your understanding. So you say, well, I never knew that. I never knew that Jesus in his own body took my sicknesses and diseases so that I could be well. Nobody ever told me that. I didn't know that. Nobody told me that I could be forgiven. Nobody told me that the Lord wanted me to be successful. I just assumed that I was born to fail, you know, born to lose. People begin to think, I'm just born to lose. And they get that old music on, and they listen to it over and over again, and get themselves all depressed and down. Remember, on Monday, we went over, rise and shine, for the light has come. Get out of that prostration. Get out of that stuff. Because Jesus, in his will, has bequeathed to you joy and joy unspeakable, full of glory. And that is our strength. That is the anointing that breaks the yoke. And it's for you. It's for me. It's for everybody who is a servant of the Lord. Not just for Daniel. It's for all those who will love God and praise him. And you have angels that will minister on your behalf. Remember, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. Know Jesus, know freedom.